Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, Attorney at Law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Todd Kunin and our producer, Cal Hunter. It is the 30th of April, 2022. Beautiful, beautiful morning in the West Coast. Yes, we like the sun, and this by far is the most exciting, entertaining, and only sometimes informative show on earth. Call us at 855 Law Radio or 855-529-7234 if you want to call in during this wonderful 3 hours of just exciting radio law talk.
We are a third of the way through 2022. Where has this year gone? One third of the way through.
Yeah, I'm sure I have to agree with you on that. That's for sure. Today we're going to talk about Johnny Depp trial and Amber Heard. I know that sounds crazy, but Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial. We've got to tell you something very interesting. Something about serving custody papers on former spouses. This is the most interesting service that I have ever heard of or discussed.
Yeah, this one is process servers get creative, and I'll say this is probably the most this is one of the most creative ways I have seen a process server serve somebody, and this was just, I don't even think they were spouses at one time. They never got married.
Oh yeah,
but it's just a child custody. Well, but this was weird.
I call spouses, you know, former lovers, whatever you want to call them. We're also going to talk about Aunt Anstead custody battle, tennis star Boris Becker's legal woes.
Oh,
this
man.
Is an interesting one. That is very interesting. We're going to talk about a very interesting home that was sold with a very interesting addition in the basement. And then we're going to talk about a very that's the best way to put it, right?
I just want to know how how the realtors always come up with catchy phrases, you know, fixer-upper means it's like garbage,
right?
You know,
right.
I want to know what flowery language they used.
We're not going to say
for this scenario.
I know we don't want to say. Just think of. I want you to think of all the possibilities a house is sold with. In the basement.
May need just outside vendor for corpse removal.
That's not it.
I'm just thinking.
We're not going to tell you what it is.
Okay.
We're
potential turnkey property.
Yeah, turnkey and a little bit cheaper if you accept everything that's wrong with this house. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about a very tragic case in the Hidden Hills. People don't realize where Hidden Hills is. Hidden Hills is basically... it's Los Angeles County area. It's kind of very wealthy people live there. Gorgeous, gorgeous place. And a tragedy that we're going to discuss on a legal battle that's going on and a case that's going on. And I didn't really understand it to the nth degree until I really studied and read it. Now I see why defense lawyers are trying to fight this case. So we're going to get into that, and we're also going to remind you that we're not giving legal advice. Seek counsel. We are only talking about general topics of law. Good to have Cal back. Thanks for being
back,
Cal. You had a good time in Florida, I heard.
I did. It was great.
And he's wearing a Florida shirt. It looks like he's still on the beach somewhere. But the tan is not there, though. So
No
tan. So
got to be careful about that down there.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you being back, Cal. We're going to talk about a case or no case. We got 3 hours of case or no case. Not the full hours, but hour one, hour two, and hour three. he hits us with a case or no case.
And do I have one for you now? Here we go.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
All right. I know you've heard of this. It is called fractal wood burning. Have you heard of this? It's where you hook up a high voltage transformer from a microwave up to a piece of chemically treated wood and watch a lightning-like pattern magically emerge on the wood. Done properly, it is amazing. Done improperly, it is dangerous. Incredibly dangerous. A Wisconsin couple found that out the very hard way.
And don't do that. We are telling you, do not do that.
Please don't do this. It's bad. Yeah, this Wisconsin couple found out the hard way. They were using fractal wood burning with a transformer out of their microwave oven. A blue streak of voltage rendered them both incapacitated and caused a fire in their garage. The man and the woman were killed. The American Association of Woodburners has banned the use of this process at all of its events and has banned articles on the use of fractal wood burning in all of its publications. One main reason, the electricity used in this process has killed more than 30 people. True story. This has made some survivors angry because before the dangers were fully explored, the Woodworkers Association had taken an article from a freelancer about the process and published it in their magazine. They did not say it was dangerous. And this angered Paul Mossberg for several reasons. First off, he's an electrician in Madison, Wisconsin, where the burned-to-death couple lived. He was related to them and was now raising their two children who were rescued from the burning house. Mossberg did his research and found the couple had been killed using a transformer from a Frigidaire microwave. And he decided to try to do something about it. So he went to his attorney and asked if he might be able to help put an end to this madness by filing a suit against Frigidaire and against the National Woodworking Association, of which he was a member, because he tried this at home and he was severely shocked as well, although not to death, obviously. Yes, he asked his attorney, I've got two strategies here. Do I have a case or no case? And I think, Fred, I'd like to start with you, if you don't mind. Yeah.
That's interesting. So we're going to say disclaimers, do not do this, do not perform this. We don't know anything about it, but we talk about legal lawsuits, and this question is this a lawsuit or not? I'm going to say yes, it is a case, and I believe that some attorneys found a way to... Now, he's suing on behalf of the children.
Right, he wants more.
On behalf of the children. Yeah. It's a wrongful death case of the parents that died trying to do whatever this is, and we don't...
Fractal wood burning.
Well, whatever.
But I'm just saying, don't look it up and don't do it, because it can kill you.
So anyway, I'm going to say it's a case, and I say... Let me think. The question is, that's a case... And do they prevail? The reason I'm saying that is I'm wondering if it's still in litigation at this time. I'm going to say the plaintiffs in this case prevail because they did not put proper disclaimers out there. That's the only thing, like, or warnings. Therefore, I think plaintiff wins.
And bear in mind, microwave ovens are about like radio transmitters. There are very high voltage in those transformers. I mean, extremely high voltage. It can do nasties to you quickly. All right, Mr. Kuhn, what do you say, case or no case?
I just keep thinking about this idea that the manufacturer of the microwave, at some point, somebody, hold on a second. You know, somebody could use this microwave and a transformer from inside it, this device that is used to cook wood, and modify it and pull that thing out and use it to make decorative wood items, even though it's for food. It just seems so far out there that... You know, look, anybody can file a lawsuit, right? But
30 deaths.
30 deaths, but not all of them used transformers from this type of microwave. Right?
Not from that brand, of course.
Yeah, so I'm going to say, boy, this is terrible.
We got 30 seconds.
No case.
You know what? I want to, before we go run out here, I'm going to, sorry to interrupt, but and get to Denise. I want to say one thing. I want to clarify. I don't think they went against Frigidaire. Is it a refrigerator thing that he used?
Microwave.
Oh, the microwave. Okay.
Frigidaire brand microwave.
And by the way, refrigerator that you used.
And most of the domestic microwaves in this country are manufactured by the same plant as Frigidaire. So that.
I'm going to say foreseeability. So I'm going to stick with my original.
So Fred has a case. Todd has no case. Denise, what do you have?
Well,
Denise,
Todd has case. The defendants win, I thought.
No, I have no case.
And we have 30 seconds. We're going to be back and talk about it when we get back.
Yeah. We'll let you think about, ruminate on that, because we know you do it either when you were talking or now. Stay tuned, because Radio Law Talk is going to continue after our first break of the big broadcast today. Don't go away. We will be right back. Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease. These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt, it just won't do.
The best thing about Quick Quack Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell on your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and it's clean at Quick Quack Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Get the Quick Quack confidence.
Up inside, let's take a ride and watch this daddy shine.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see. I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
Come on, Quick Quack Car Wash.
So we sell unlimited membership for per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car. Quick Quack Car Wash.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. That's 800-670-0940.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Boys are weird. How did that happen?
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show.
Cal's back. We appreciate Chris producing last week.
Oh, yeah.
But Cal's back with the kitty bumps. We can't. Cal's a kitty bump master. You know, he does them just right.
I'm the king of the kitty bumps.
Okay. Look, this is about this weird thing. Don't even.
Rectal wood burning.
Yeah, and some people died. It's some weird thing they do with a microwave, and they use some wood. And I say it's a case, and they win. There is an issue of whether or not there's notice to the manufacturer and or if there's proper warnings. The issue is warnings also. And Todd said no case. Denise, you're up.
So my answer is going to be very strategic.
Oh, here
strategic.
We go. Here we go.
I'm going to say case and they lose.
Hmm.
That's a good strategy.
And that's because of what Todd said. It was unforeseeable. So did the Frigidaire company, when they made the microwave and put a transformer in it, see, or could they possibly have foreseen that the transformer would be used against wood and somebody would get hurt? And I would say that is too remote.
They need like 5,000 warnings, though. That's the rule.
There's one other thing I didn't tell you. There is a warning on the back of the microwave that says, danger, high voltage, do not remove any components.
Yeah, okay.
I just wanted to mention that. Just
all right.
So, you know.
So case and they lose.
All right. So those of you who say it is a case, that would be Fred and Denise. Oh, it's so bad. So sad.
Oh, my God.
Yes. So sad. No case yet. But this is a real dangerous thing, and people started getting involved with it. And next thing you know, people started turning up dead. 30 people because of high voltage. And here's the weird thing about it. When people hook this stuff up, you cannot see the voltage. You cannot anticipate it in any way. You just turn on the transformer, and boom, you're gone. It's like a lightning bolt. So our sympathy goes to this young couple. They really did die in a house fire. And it's a sad story, but that, ladies and gentlemen, is...
Warning, don't try that at home.
Do not.
All right, appreciate it, Cal. That's the case for no case. Set us up for next hour.
All right, next hour I'm going to take you to Japan and, almost Disney in Japan. Almost
wow.
Disney. That's next hour.
Yeah. Okay. Cal, that was perfect. Rolls right into our topic.
Exactly.
Johnny Depp.
There you go.
Well, let me tell you... You know, we ask ourselves what we talk about on Radio Law Talk. There's so many topics we can discuss, and we have a whole list of them that we're going to discuss today. But we are going to take this whole hour and talk about the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial. Now, what's going on in the Johnny Depp Amber Heard, if you haven't, believe it or not, I did have someone ask me, what's this about again? I'm like, really? And I'm going to make a long story short. Johnny Depp is suing Amber Heard, his former spouse, for libel slander because she did an op-ed. Well, she brought up a number of things about potential or alleged abuse, and their defense lawyers really hammer on this, and we'll discuss that later. But really, it's about the op-ed out of the Washington Post where she mentions, without mentioning Johnny's name, being abused in a domestic abuse victim. And that's the setup and the long and the short of it. Now, where we are is we're in, I think we're on day 12 of the Depp Heard trial. And this is... crazy, because don't forget, Amber Heard is Aquaman. She was Aquaman.
She was in Aquaman.
Aquaman.
She was an aqua person opposite Aquaman.
Yes, and so she's had a number of roles, and Johnny Depp obviously is a monster when it comes to having a lot of roles in the movies, especially Pirates of the Caribbean. The big issue here is he's arguing, since the op-ed came out, he was looked at as a, alleged wife beater type person, and those allegations harmed him. And because of that, he sued her and is asking for $50 million. She's cross-complaining for $100 million. And we are following this trial. And Johnny has presented his side of the story, and probably ending up this week on the plaintiff's presentation. And this whole week was pretty much, about experts concerning what how much he lost or if he lost. An agent, a very famous agent we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about they did have some of the security guys testify. And it gets very interesting what is going on. And then they have the psychiatrist testify. That was very interesting to me. And so let's start from the beginning and talk about a few things that we observed as lawyers as we listened to this and watched it. And I've been pretty vigilant about watching this. Let's talk about the psychiatrist. So the psychiatrist for Johnny Depp. So what happens in cases like this? How is a psychiatrist done? You know, how is a psychiatrist involved? A lot of motions go before the court that we're not going to see about whether or not any psychological or prior psychiatric can come in. And, you know, the court's going to have to rule whether or not it's appropriate. But what they were able to do is Johnny Depp was able to hire a psychiatrist or a psychologist. I can't remember if she's a psychiatrist, psychologist. Maybe it was a psychologist.
It was definitely a doctor.
A doctor,
usually it's a psychologist.
Yeah, yeah.
Are we talking about Dr. Curry?
The woman.
Blonde hair? Glasses?
Blonde hair, yes.
Yeah, okay. As long as we're talking about the same person.
Yes, I just want to make sure. So it's Dr. Curry. I didn't remember. So the interesting thing that she says is, first of all, she's able to look and meet with Amber and test her. And they allow that in California in cases, civil cases. You can get what's called an independent medical exam, and that's what they've got, basically. And she interviewed Amber, and she came up with some very interesting things. Able to look at some of Amber's old records and medical records, psychiatric records or psych counseling records, and she comes up with a very interesting opinion of two disorders, and we're going to talk about that when we come back. Cal, take us out.
I will, and thank you for listening to us here on Radio Law Talk. We are most grateful. Stick around. We'll continue.
Radio Law Talk. Radio Law Talk. This is Radio Law Talk. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call now, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182. Again, that's 800-238-9182.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow with you.
Keep listening for an exciting offer from US Med. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain and inconvenience of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House continues to reaffirm its support for Ukraine. State Department spokesman Ned Price saying while the Russians try to send the world a message with attacks in Mariupol, the United States is also sending a message standing by its Ukrainian partners. President Biden said to a group of inspectors general that they're critical to making sure federal money goes to the places it's intended, like roads, bridges, and water pipes. He explains why it's important that the bipartisan infrastructure money goes to the right place.
We've been in a situation where we used to have the number one infrastructure in the world. We now rank 13 in the world or thereabouts. And we can't be the world leader absent having the best infrastructure in the world.
The president with nothing on his public schedule Saturday. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Say it. Radio Law Talk, I like that show. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Where are you? Well, anyway, Radio Law Talk, they like that show, and so do I. Now it's time for us to get back to the show with Fred and Denise and Todd. Don't you love Windows? It's the best operating system.
Yeah,
stand by.
Right.
Here we come.
Cal, Cal can't get to the kitty bumps. He was over there sucking on helium to try to make the sounds himself.
Like that show.
I'm trying.
Email the show anytime you
want. This is it.
Radio.
All right, that's enough.
I love it. Hey, we're talking about the Amber Heard Johnny Depp trial. So this Miss Curry, who by the way came across, I believe, pretty well and very calm, cool, and collected.
Yes.
And she apparently, especially the part, and we're going to get to that, where they try to cross-examine her about her husband bringing muffins to Amber Heard, and then her husband knew about this celebrity case, and she's like, I told my husband to pick up muffins because I always bring the muffins. And in fact, she said, I clear out when there's a celebrity coming in. My staff generally clears out, except for maybe one person. And yeah, I had my husband, because I was running late, drop the muffins by. Defense rolled in about this. Well, so your husband knew about, you're telling your husband all about that you've got celebrities. She goes, I represent and see a lot of celebrities.
You know what's going to happen? The paparazzi is going to get the transcript to go, okay, she clears staff out when a celebrity client is coming in. So let's just park somebody outside her office. When we see all the staff leaving in the middle of the day, get the cameras ready because someone high profile is on their way.
All the TMZ photogs will be out there going snip, snip, snip.
Yeah.
Right?
So this is what she testifies. I mean, there's a lot of testimony. But in general, she testifies, and this is by her observation and tests that she performed on Amber Heard, and by looking at prior records. and counseling records of Amber Heard. She said she's borderline personality disorder, which is, by the way, she said, is it's interesting the things she said, and there's a lot about this we can discuss, but I'm going to in general say with best friends, and then they dump them and then they don't like them and hate them to the point where they hate them.
Don't bring
friends,
anybody down with them. It's
bring
really
them down.
Scary.
And then they feel bad, and then they go back, and then, oh, I'm sorry. Then they dump them again, this borderline personality disorder, and then hate them, then
they
love
have
them
like a total fear of abandonment.
Right.
So they try to abandon first, and then they don't want to abandon. They want to go back, and they're afraid of being abandoned, so they try to abandon first. It's very much a very hard disorder to have, because it's like bipolar disorder. You can be long time in different, you know, stages, either manic or depressive. In borderline, you flip fast,
right?
Very quickly between different emotions.
And Denise Dirks is talking about that. She knows this because she does family law, and there's a lot of these. She's got to deal with experts all the time on these issues. Now, the second one that I love it when we were talking about during the break, Denise said, "Oh my gosh, that's the worst." She also says that she is histrionic person, and I don't do the
so does that mean like dramatic?
Well, we're going to tell you. Histrionic personality disorder. It's that person means they're dramatic, emotional, unpredictable, drama, and shallowness. I'm just writing down what she said. Always the center of attention, extreme efforts to be the center of attention, and they act as a victim and make things up as a victim. She says that this is one of the categories that is Amber Heard.
Now, I have to say that it's very unusual for people to have a full-blown mental health disorder, but to have two is extremely unusual. And these two together, it's like
catastrophic.
Catastrophic.
It's a catastrophe.
There we go.
That's what it is.
Waiting to happen. It really is.
You know, just to talk about one thing here, these disorders that she is that the forensic psychiatrist is identifying here, there's a very thick book called the DSM, the Diagnostic Statistics Manual for Mental Health Disorders, and if there's a mental health disorder that exists, it's in the book, and not just in the book, but this is what mental health professionals use because they give certain characteristics which, if somebody has certain, like, let's say there's like 9 characteristics, and if somebody has 5 out of the 9, they can be designated as having this characteristic. That's kind of how that works. This forensic psychologist has identified characteristics that are consistent with these disorders, and not just consistent with them, but that she believes that Amber Heard has the requisite minimum number to qualify as being diagnosable with these disorders.
As a full-blown, you know, disorder.
And the reason I point that out is because, look, we hear all the time, boy, if you ever get onto TikTok or Instagram or Facebook, anybody who's going through a divorce is convinced that they were married to a narcissist. Okay, well, look, narcissism is a disorder, and there are a lot of people that get accused by lay people, but to be officially diagnosed, you got to go to the DSM and have all of these disorders. The ones that the psychologist is talking about with Amber Heard are ones that are in this.
So this is the symptomology,
DSM.
Right? Is this the symptomology of that? Okay.
It's not like this subjective. Anybody can claim this. No, there is a standardized test and process they go to try to diagnose.
And it's
folks.
Gone through the test of time. It's DSM-2, which means it's gone through 1 and now 2, and it's been expanded on, and it's also been contracted.
Right, and the doctor testified that this is very sophisticated to the point they can catch cheaters. And she said on the stand that Amber Heard came across as very likable, and she presented herself as free from any problems. And very sophisticated in what she said or did during the test. And she said, though, but this test was able to test for those type of things. And basically she insinuated that Amber was answering the questions according to what she's supposed to answer to make herself a domestic violence victim.
So and, telling people what she thinks they want to hear to paint herself
well, no,
in a certain light.
Well, no, taking the test, answering questions in the test so that she it would show that she has post-traumatic stress disorder or is somehow traumatized. She faked that. That's
would she
what
be, would she be coached
saying.
Into that? How would she know?
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You can. You can get those things online. You can practice. You can do all that stuff. But you can't. It is so hard to beat the test. I will tell you that.
Right.
Because they have cross-checks. They have the questions themselves are all cross-checked. They have different ways of asking it that will show when you're faking good, faking bad, whatever. But most people that are going through some kind of a trauma with family, they will test post-traumatic stress disorder. They will. And it's a temporary. It's not like a long-term issue, but it's because they're going through something very traumatic at the time. So that's not uncommon to test for post-traumatic stress disorder.
When we were at the break, Denise, we were talking about this, and you had a question, and the question was, what does this have to do with the defamation case?
Yes.
And I'm looking at that, and I'm thinking, well, okay, so if some of the character traits of this disorder, and Fred, you read off this list, and at first blush, I was thinking, yeah, like 9 out of 10 of those are prerequisites to being an actor in Hollywood, dramatic and very emotional and all of those things. But here's where I see the relevance in this case. When you've got certain things that go on behind closed doors, oftentimes it's a he said, she said, and then you have to bring in this corroborating evidence, right? Well, if Johnny Depp has testified that in the past, when they would go on vacations because she would become so volatile that he had to have a separate hotel room to retreat to get away from the H-E double hockey sticks that it was to be with Amber Heard, well, Dr. Curry described that it is very difficult for people living with someone who has histrionic disorder because they have to go to a place to retreat. But when they go to a place to retreat, that act by itself triggers and exacerbates the fear of abandonment in the other person.
Absolutely.
Right.
But he had to go there for his safety. So what you've got is Johnny Depp's team originally showed that he came from an abused childhood where he would have to seek to get away from the abuse of his mother and that his father was abused by the mom. They were all abused. It was a trait that he learned. And then when he married Amber, he would revert back to what he had done all of his life to cope with this, to try to get away. That triggered Amber and made the, from his perspective, alleged abuse worse.
Right.
Right. I think it's clever. I think this defense, or not the defense, the offense right now is very, very clever because it now you relook at everything that Amber's done in a whole different light.
Yes, and here's the thing. Don't forget, she testified that this histrionic personality disorder, you become a victim and you make up that you're a victim. And that's the key here that they're trying to show. So we back after this. We're going to talk more about this Johnny Depp, Amber Heard. There's more testimony. I want to talk about the lawyers, especially one specific lawyer and what I saw happen and then how things changed. We'll be back.
This is Radio Law Talk.
Remember, Radio Law Talk is available 9 to noon Pacific every Saturday, live on RadioLawTalk.com and on many radio stations coast to coast.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers? Law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You found Radio Law Talk.
I like the Amor Joseph Valley.
Is this real life?
This is a great time to call the show. 855 Law Radio. That's 855 Law Radio.
So we're back talking about Amber Heard, Johnny Depp, and I want to bring up one thing that we've discussed during the break and I've talked about this past week. First of all, I want to say this. I appreciate Todd and Denise, who are really top-notch lawyers when it comes to this. Ladies and gentlemen, you are getting great, little tidbits from lawyers who have been doing this, you know, 30-plus years. Todd, you're about 30 years, getting close to 30 years, right?
25.
That have been around the block, and this is helpful. So this is what I discussed. And I watched almost all this. Everyone's like, how do you work? While I'm working, I was listening to this, and I would watch some of it, and I've just taken the time out. And you can record it, the Johnny Depp Amber Heard case, and I watched it later.
And with the time difference, I mean,
yeah,
if you're not doing anything at 6 o'clock in the morning, that's right. When it starts.
That's
right?
What I'm doing. But one of the lawyers for Amber Heard, I'm not going to bring up the name, I'm going to say she's, I'm going to say a more experienced partner, it seems to me, has done a dis. I figure out how to do this because I don't want to criticize lawyers because we're not perfect, but she comes across very abrasive. And what happens in a lot of these cases is, and by the way, there's women lawyers on both sides that are good and men that are good, but this one person not only was abrasive, but would interrupt, which is not unusual, but constantly interrupt these experts at cross-examination, and then ask questions and walk away from the mic and go grab a piece of paper. And I could tell stories about a lawyer that I dealt with one time that did that, and would keep talking and then come back and then interrupt and was very, I'm going to say, unprofessional.
And distracting from their own purpose.
Right. And I noticed that the first thing, and I said, this is terrible. And this is one of Amber Heard's lawyers, and I'm not mentioning names, and I'm not, but this is my opinion. But here's what's interesting. Usually in the evenings, and we don't know this for sure, but we're like, you know, saying more than likely not, they have jurors, or their own juror pool that they've set to the side to watch this in the evenings, tell the lawyers, this is what looked good, this is what looked bad, this is what I'm going to say. And so they have jury consultants, right? The next day when she came back and was cross-examination, phenomenal. She was more calm. She was firm, which was good, yet professional. And it was like a night and day, whoop, difference. I think that evening the partners had a talk, and so did the jury consultant, jurors, saying, you're making the jury upset and not like you.
This is interesting because in the course of my career, I've been called on as both a prosecutor and a defense attorney to train newer attorneys and help them go through the cross-examination voir dire process to, you know, what is your goal here when it comes to cross-examination? And one of the things that I have seen a lot of newer attorneys do is they'll get up to cross-examination, and after reviewing the case for so long, maybe they're upset. Take a defense perspective. They're upset at the way the law enforcement officers handled it, and they immediately jump into an anger-based cross-examination. And what I try to get folks to understand is, if you want the jury to identify with that emotion, you need to calmly bring out facts from that officer that will allow the jury to make the same journey you did from, all right, I'll approach this with an open mind, and then as each fact comes in that seems untoward, let the jury get angry as a result of that. But if you start out as angry and the jury isn't there yet, you're just going to come off as a jerk.
That is so true. It is so true. And one of the things that I've learned, too, is that you get more with honey than you do with lemons, right? So if you just very calmly and interestedly ask your questions and build up to the point where they relax, they answer the questions, you're going to get a lot more out of that witness.
Exactly.
Than you ever will by being aggressive, being, you know, and then at a certain point when it becomes obvious that you've got them, then you can turn to the judge and say, Your Honor, I wish to treat this witness as an adverse witness.
Right.
And then you can go into direct questions and that type of stuff. It's much more efficient, much more effective.
Yeah, my wife always says the coat comes off with the sun, not the wind.
Yes.
So, Denise, have you ever turned to a witness and said, so, sir, isn't it true? I mean, have you ever reached a point where you use the 60 minutes type of questioning where you've buttered a person up and buttered them up and then, boom, you just hammer them?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then I've had the other attorney say, Your Honor, I wish to take a recess, and it's settled.
Yeah.
It's settled because I got them right in an act of fraud.
Right.
And that's the best part. When you get to that point, it's really, really, really rewarding as an attorney, and you feel like you've done well for your client.
But in this case, it was very interesting how it was the change. Now, let's jump to the and by the way, everyone's like, well, all you're talking about is your anti-Amber Heard. No, this is the plaintiff's side. Amber Heard's going to have her side, and we're going to talk about that when she comes up. And, yes, there's going to be a psychiatrist, psychologist or whatever, getting up on the stand talking about Johnny Depp when Amber brings her case. So that's going to be interesting. So now this is the this is the best one. The security guard at the apartments was classic. Did you guys, now I don't, if, Cal's laughing. He was the best witness I've ever seen in my life. He's taking the deposition that they're playing. He's in his car with his phone on, like, where you put it up on the dash.
Oh, no.
And he is testifying, and he's looking at his phone. He's smoking. It looks like a vape. He's vaping. And it is the funniest thing. In fact, Johnny Depp started laughing during the guy. And I, you know, he looks like just a dude that played football for USC, right, or something. He's a big dude. I thought he was Polynesian, but his name is something different. And by the way, I've got Polynesians in my family, and I love their personality. And he had that personality that was like, whatever. And he just at one point said, you know, I'm just kind of getting tired of this whole thing. It was so funny. I just loved him. Then he'd take a toke off his whatever is vaping, and then he'd just like, look, this is the... And it was great because he said something the way it was, and then the cross-examination just tried to cross him. And he just, you could tell he's not like super scared. He's like, what do you want me to say? I told you, you know, in other words, you can't go round and round circles. It's simple. This is what happened, what I saw, what I observed, and what I didn't observe. Well, isn't it true? You did not, you know, what was the lighting like? I was right in front of Amber's face. How far? A foot. Isn't it true? You were worried more about the dog issue than Amber's face? You asked me if I noticed any injuries or bruises or scratches on her face. There were none. But that's not where you're focused on. You were talking about the dog. Yes, I was, but I was a foot away from her, and if I would have saw something, I would have noticed it. It's like he kept going off like, hello, dummy lawyer.
Super credible. He was super credible in my opinion. I just saw a little bit of him, and I thought, this guy is awesome.
Phenomenal. Yeah. I loved him. He's the guy that's just probably cracking a beer. I'm not saying that he drinks, you know, with his feet up on the table watching a football game. You know that? I love this guy. And if you want to go and see the pictures on the internet, just type in Johnny Depp trial security guard smoking or something like that. It'll pop up the picture. There's actual pictures of him sitting there, the cigarettes, or it's not cigarette, whatever, it's vaping smoke coming out, and it's hilarious. I love the guy. Best witness of all time. I'm going to put him up as an example of the most exciting guy. Well, you know, look, we've got a lot more to talk about. We try to just work it into 1 hour. Hour two, we're going to talk more about the Depp Heard trial. Then we're going to get into some custody papers service. That's interesting. Tennis star Boris Becker. We got lots to go through, but this is a very interesting show to me. That's me. We'll be back.
Maybe we can make this into a bit, Fred, the witness of the week, and he could win that for sure.
Right? I just wrote down in the topics, most exciting witness.
There you go. Yeah.
Hang loose.
We'll be back. There were two more hours of Radio Law Talk coming up. We started 6 minutes after the next hour live on RadioLawTalk.com and on many local radio stations. You can hear us either place, wherever it is. Don't forget to keep listening to Radio Law Talk.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com. A copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.